Some resemble an Arabian palace, others an oasis in the desert. Whether it's a luxury resort or student accommodation, the 32 World Cup finalists have booked their rooms, and if they make it all the way to the final, they'll be staying in them for up to 5 weeks. So their choice of accommodation may well prove crucial. The compact nature of this tournament means it's the first time teams haven't had to change locations or travel long distances to get to games. 24 of the 32 teams have made their home base within a 10-kilometre radius of the centre of Doha. While others have chosen to stay much further away, Belgium and Saudi Arabia are close to the Saudi Arabian border, the German team has exclusive use of a wellness resort as far north as you can go in the country, around 100 kilometres from Doha. The most basic rooms here cost around $1,000 a night. And Mexico chose to base themselves in the small seaside town of Semesma, 30 kilometres north of Doha.
Here is our four-bedroom villa. It's one of the most luxury villas in the city.
I believe the Mexican team have selected the place earlier. They came here and visited one of the choices before even they got qualified. I think the privacy here is the key. You still have to have something from a culture, something from their background. For the Mexican, the avocado it's essential to be there. The chilies, of course, that's like it's something very, very important, and we will make it happen for them.
And it really feels like we could be in Mexico, doesn't it?
That's true. A little Mexico, as we said.
A little Mexico. Qatar,
exactly. Yeah.
The players at this tournament may be worth millions of dollars, but not all of them are staying in luxury. Lionel Messi's Argentina and former champion Spain have chosen Qatar University's campus, where they can walk to their training ground. Australia are in student accommodation too, albeit at the state-of-the-art Aspire Sports Academy.
Well, this is the nicest student dorm I've ever been in. The beds are very comfortable. As you can see, there are two beds in this room, but the Socceroos will only ever put one player in a room like this. He'll have his own private bathroom, and there's actually another bedroom on the other side of this suite too. 63 suites like this in this building. As you can see, there's a shared lounge where the players can sit, chat, have a cup of tea, watch some TV, and also a balcony with a view of the training pitch.
So whether it's a bed in a dorm or a luxury villa, the hotel managers can guarantee at least one thing: when the World Cup champions are crowned, they'll be asking for a late checkout.